Are you curious as to how long content needs to be to rank? Then you should listen to today's SEO tip. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips Today. Someone sent me this question. I thought it was one that probably others have too. And the questions they sent me were, does the length of content play into SEO rankings? And more specifically, what's up with those platforms like Medium that tell you about the length of the article that you're about to read? Does that impact rankings at all? Well, and here's my answer. For question number one, does the length of content play into SEO rankings? It really depends on the query you're targeting. You can get a sense for this by looking at the search result pages for the query you're trying to target, or by using SEMrush's SEO content template. That template actually tells you the average words across all the results that are ranking, so it gives you a word count. But generally, as a rule, top ranking content has been getting longer. Especially for information-based queries, it's not abnormal to see 1,200-word articles be the norm to rank, but frankly, in the healthcare space, I've seen even longer. So you really need to set expectations per query related to the content length and set expectations around the other elements that you are going to need to have on the page to rank. So based on the keyword and the elements that were appearing in the various search result pages, I've created SEO content briefs for content that include the following recommendations. Adding charts, graphs, diagrams, photos, calls to action, text resizing options, references, clear author bios, videos, Q&A, or working in answers to the related questions that appear in the search result pages, maps or calendar embeds, calculators, other interactive elements. And so related to the second question, what's up with these places like Medium telling you how long it's going to take you to read an article? That's just so that they can keep you on the article versus bouncing. It's about setting expectations for the user. It's not an SEO ranking factor, though it might help your content engagement. So that's your tip for today. Evaluate the search results for every keyword for which you want to rank, and look at the length and the features of the results that are ranking to create your best guess about how long and how comprehensive your content might need to be to rank. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.